Hello, this is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. In Hebrews chapter 10, we read, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water." The heart of the Christian faith revolves around the point the writer of Hebrews zeroes in on this passage, and that is, how can guilty sinners draw near to a holy God? Our story as human beings begins in the Garden of Eden, living near God in relationship, communion, trust, and worship. But that nearness was broken by the entrance of sin, and we were cast out from the holy place of God's presence, with the way back being barred by the cherubim and a flaming sword. Man, having become fallen and guilty and defiled by sin, was exiled far away from God. And the whole story of redemption from there on is the unfolding of God's way for the exiled sinner to be brought near once again. Later on, when God came down to Israel at Mount Sinai, the whole mountain was cordoned off so that no one could even touch the mountain where God was. If anyone tried to go near, he or she would be instantly killed. And the message was clear: God is holy. There is a separation between a holy God and sinful people. But then with the tabernacle and the Old Testament priesthood, God came down to dwell with his people, so that Israel was a people that had the Lord near to them in covenant fellowship. People could know God, come to worship him through the sacrifices and with the mediation of the priest. Yet, as the writer of Hebrews shows at some length, that system was lacking. It could never really bring sinners near to God. For one thing, the sacrificial blood of bulls and goats could not really take away sins or cleanse consciences, and that's why the sacrifices were repeated over and over. You might come with a sacrifice for sins on one day, but you'd have to bring yet another sacrifice on another day. And every occasion of worship, whether offering thanks, confessing sin, paying a vow, or celebrating a feast day, there were always more sacrifices involved, signifying the reality that those sacrifices couldn't really do the job of removing sins and reconciling people to God. Yet the writer of Hebrews now says, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus. Under the old covenant, that idea of having confidence or boldness to enter the holy places would have been unthinkable. No one could enter the holy place of God's presence behind the veil except for the high priest alone. And even he could hardly be said to go with confidence. For even for the high priest, entering the holy place was a dangerous proposition because he himself was a sinner. He had to come in just the right way and with the blood of sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. But now, since our great high priest Jesus has offered up himself once for all as a sufficient sacrifice for sins for all time, we have free, unhindered access into the most holy place in heaven through Jesus, who has gone there for us and opened that way of access for his people. Do you realize today, dear Christian, what a tremendous privilege and blessing we have to be summoned to draw near to God, having been reconciled and cleansed through faith in Jesus Christ? We are invited into the Holy of Holies itself to commune with the living God in prayer and worship. And there is now no reason for us to shrink back in fear and hesitation. There is no reason to be hindered by our own frailty and our sinful failings. Our confidence to come is not a confidence in ourselves or in our successes or in anything that we've done or haven't done. Our confidence is grounded only in the blood of Jesus, by which we are cleansed, forgiven once and for all from all of our sins, and through which we, though sinful and defiled, can draw near to a holy God. So that to fail to draw near now, in the light of what Jesus has done, is really sinful unbelief. So let us today and continually draw near with full confidence in our great high priest, Jesus Christ. Well, this has been Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. May you have a blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ.